With WMUK News, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Voters in Kalamazoo County will decide whether to approve a property tax proposal on Tuesday. It would raise money over 6 years to help homeless families find housing. Supporters say it's essential that children have homes or they won't do well in school and won't thrive as adults. But as WMUK's Villa Man reports, opponents say there are better ways to help them.
If the tax proposal passes, it'll cost homeowners in Kalamazoo County $0.1 mil per year on their taxable property. How much does that work out to? If the taxable value of your house is $50,000, taxable value being about half of market value, you'd pay $5 a year.
It's not a lot. Is it enough? I won't answer that question.
David Artley is with the county's Public Housing Commission, which proposed the millage.
We wanted an amount that was significant enough that we could do more than a 2 or 3 family pilot every year. We didn't want to ask for too much, so it's kind of like the three bears. Too little, too much, just right.
The Public Housing Commission's Goldilocks amount is a little more than $800,000 a year. Artley says that could help about 100 families find permanent housing annually. He says he hopes 600 currently homeless families will be housed by the end of 2020. The Kalamazoo Public School District says, by its count, about 1,200 children in the county are homeless.
What is housing supports? It could be vouchers. It could be rental subsidies. It could help with utility bills. Many times people come with lousy credit ratings. Well, we can work on that. It could be classes. It could be money management classes.
One person who's benefited from the county's housing program is Melissa. She's asked to use only her first name. And this is the house.
Yes, this is the house. It is lived in by children, as you can tell. I do have stickers on the wall. I do have handprints where I could probably take a magic eraser too.
After school, Melissa's 3 kids and their friend play and work on homework. Her daughter is looking forward to board game time.
And there's red and yellow pieces.
And what's it called?
Connect Four.
For a variety of complex reasons, Melissa and her kids were homeless off and on for years.
Before coming into the housing that I have now, I was homeless at the Mission for 3 months. And it was one of the hardest times of my life.
She says school officials would call to say her children were falling asleep in class. But with the county's help, Melissa and her kids moved into a house owned by a nonprofit about a year ago. Melissa puts 30% of her income toward the rent. She says having a home has transformed their lives. She says it's a big part of why her son, whose behavior at school used to be out of control, is doing much better.
There was an issue where my son was being poked and messed with by another student. And instead of acting out as he previously would have, he politely got up and he walked over and he said, "Can I please move seats or can I just take my own space?"
The proposal is going before voters after a contentious debate. It squeaked onto the ballot on a party line vote, with the county commission's 6 Democrats voting to authorize it and 5 Republicans voting against. Some commissioners say they'd like to see the county fight homelessness with money it already has. But GOP Commissioner John Gissler says any government intervention in homelessness goes against his principles.
I support limited government, and this is something beyond the limits of what I think government should be involved in.
When it comes to Melissa's story, Gissler says,
"I'm sure that there are people like that, but as a whole, I think government programs to alleviate poverty and homelessness have been an utter failure, both at the national, state, and local level. This is an exception to the rule, and thank heavens there are some exceptions."
Gissler says trying to stop homelessness is an appropriate task for nonprofits, but not the county. The Public Housing Commission's David Artley says if the millage passes, backers intend to prove that it's made a difference. At a minimum, the commission plans to track how many families it's helped to find housing and how many still have housing after they've left assistance.
The results of the program will speak for themselves.
Artley says the commission has not decided what its next best step would be if the millage does not pass. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.